This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still The Whole Show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's nice to have your company. It's Monday, December the 19th. Time marches on, as they say. And I've suddenly realised, and it's taken me God knows how many years to work this out. And it was only because I was watching YouTube earlier on, and I was watching the funeral of Her Majesty the Queen. And I was thinking to myself then, I thought, do you know, there was something magical about her. I don't care what it was. I know that Harry said this and that, and, you know, she sat there and didn't say a word during this meeting, which they had at Sandringham or wherever it was. And I remember thinking, this is a business. This isn't anything else but a business. This is a working family. They are working royals. Years ago, they weren't working royals as such, you know, when I'm going back. But nowadays, they're a working family. They are a complete unit. And if somebody doesn't fit in, like Harry and like Meghan, in fact, actually, one of the papers, God, I've read some stuff. Did you read the Jeremy Clarkson column in The Sun? Dear Lord above, I couldn't believe that somebody not only would write that, but it would be published by a newspaper. That's what shocked me more. Seriously, I mean, I'm not going to repeat it for you, but if you want to check it out online, check it out online, and you will be saying the same as everybody else has. Everybody else. What in God's name was he thinking of? What in God's name was he thinking of? Listen, you don't have to be a fan of Meghan to realise that the problems that they're in at the moment is purely, as one columnist said the other day, down to Harry. What did he do? Answer, he did nothing. Nothing. He could have done so much. But I think such is the power of the royal family that they do what they do. But they are a business. Everything is done. You know, the pageantry, the pomp, the circumstance, everything. It's all a business. It's designed to produce money. It's designed to make an income for them. And that's what it is. And they do the best that they can without really realising what is out there in the open market. They don't know. They don't mix with ordinary people. They've got nothing in common with ordinary people. They just have to go along with it. And of course, this has upset the apple cart. Harry sort of, you know, but bearing in mind, she would be the one guiding him because he doesn't know about things. He really doesn't know. He's incredibly naive. Privileged upbringing. We all know about. You cannot have an upbringing like that and not be affected. Whether or not your mother died in a car accident or whether or not she divorced, what she had, you know, Charles, and then they all went their own separate ways. Harry was always the one. And if you think about it, he never had anybody to tell him off. Nobody ever looked after him. He was a little boy when she died and his father had nothing to do with him. They basically ferried them out to nannies and people like that. They looked after them. So, in fact, who did Harry get to talk to about his problems? Nobody. He couldn't go to his grandmother. She wasn't interested. They don't deal with things like that. They literally go, your father will deal with it. And that's how it works. So I suddenly worked out after all these years, God knows it's taken me nearly 50 years, to work out they are a business. All right, a business steeped in history and, you know, the pageantry and the pomp and the circumstance and all the lovely stuff that goes with it, which brings in tourism into this country. But when it comes to actually being a family, they're bloody useless. Every single marriage has broken down. We all knew about the Queen and Prince Philip. He went off and did his own things. You know, she didn't say a word. She didn't say a word. We know about Anne. She had also had, you know, Captain Mark Phillips. And then she gets Tim Lawrence. They've all had relationship problems, every single one of them. Every single one of them without, you know, I mean, to sort of to have one marriage break up, a little bit careless. Two, slightly erring on the, you know, you've got a slight problem. Three and more, you've seriously got a problem. It's the family. And what they're doing is trying. I mean, luckily, Kate and Camilla are well brought up. They know what goes on inside the royal family. They know what they have to do. They know the way it has to be done. And you can't deny that they fitted in very, very well. Kate has fitted in remarkably well. And Camilla has fitted in remarkably well. But both commoners, both people coming in from outside the royal family. And then you get an American who hasn't got the faintest or foggiest idea of what goes on in the royal family and suddenly realises you just can't go out for a walk when you feel like it. Unfortunately, that's the deal, love. That's the deal. You know, and if you think it's antiquated, well, it's antiquated. The majority of people in this country like having a royal family. We liked having the Queen. We're sort of warming to Charles and Camilla. We like William and Kate, you know, and Harry, who's just a sad little lost boy who's got his wife who's sort of basically winding him up and saying, you should put your foot down. You should do this and do that. Is he going to come back for the coronation? I don't think so. And if he does, he certainly wouldn't be bringing her. Certainly wouldn't be bringing her at all. And it's a case of, you know, where do they go from here? And the answer is all this will blow over. It might be 6 months, might be a year. It doesn't matter. It will blow over and we'll all get back to some normality. And nobody will give a stuff about Harry. We couldn't care. Why should we care anyway? He's not related to you. He's not in your family. He doesn't have different coloured blood from the rest of you. He just had a very, very privileged upbringing where servants cooked all their food for them. I shouldn't imagine he's ever pushed a Dyson around the sitting room in his entire life. So he was in the forces, but they all went into the forces. That's what they all did. They all had a go at it, even ghastly Prince Andrew. Anyway, Paddy McGuinness, he says, throwing it back into the real world, helps out at a food bank in a soup kitchen and says the lovely atmosphere is tinged with sadness. And so well done to Paddy. Amanda Holden, they did that Stephen Mulhern thing the other day. Eric Chin won. Now, Eric Chin is a Taiwanese magician. Seriously, you watch and you do it in disbelief. What he can do with coins and cards is almost unbelievable. You sit there and you go, wait a minute. How? How? And they all sat and watched it. And I thought, as I was watching it the other evening, I thought that if he didn't win, there'd be no justice in the world, because even Penn Jillette stood up and went, that is artistry. He was so bloody brilliant. If you've never seen him, then go to YouTube and type in Eric Chien, C-H-I-E-N, and you will watch somebody doing... I mean, he puts a piece of ribbon over a table and slides a card under it. And as it slides under, it changes colour. It goes from blue to red. And then he slides it back again. And then at one point, he slides it and it half vanishes. And he takes just a little tiny bit left. And then all of a sudden, he takes a card and it's a coin. And the card has vanished. And he's doing this with no sleeves on his shirt. It's just unbelievable. He said he was very nervous, but he won 50,000 quid for being nervous. And Stephen Mulhern, big fan of his. And we're big fans of Stephen Mulhern because Stephen is a very good close-up magician. Very, he's been doing magic since, 14, less than 14, I should imagine. And I've got him on video years and years ago doing one of the international days of magic. But to watch Eric Chin and all the other people at Mandy Mooden was on there. And, you know, we'd love to get Eric Chin in for my magic show at Christmas. That would be that. But unfortunately, it's already set in tablets of stone, so it's not going to be happening. But you watch him and you think... You're brilliant. Absolutely. You know, if you had the gift of that, you know, if you had the gift of anything in your fingers, you'd be grateful. But some get there, some don't. Mind you, over on Strictly, the cameraman from Countryfile wins. And in the little town where he grew up, they've all gone really excited for Hamza Yassin. And apparently... Now, him and Helen Skelton are set to co-present Countryfile. It's the usual crap that the BBC give you. You know, up till now, he's just been a cameraman. Now he's going to be a co-presenter with Helen Skelton because they go, we haven't got anybody else. Because they're going to be dropping other people. And Helen was the runner-up, which was great. Oh, look, David Beckham watches Argentina soar to victory with his son Cruz. Poor old David Beckham, this insecurity of, you know, enjoying your money, Dave. I do hope, love. I do hope. He FaceTimed the wife. And God knows she needs the bloody money. Pregnant Molly May steps out in a cosy, all-beige outfit covering her baby bump, which is very exciting. I don't know. They go, she's expecting her first baby. You go, no. So they had unprotected sex. Unbelievable. Not married. Of course they're not married. Coronation Street legend looks unrecognisable with a thick, bushy beard. But can you guess who it is? Well, I always said Rita was a bit suspect. I always thought she'd be there, big, bushy beard going out. What'd you call me, love? Jake. Yes, but former Coronation Street legend Charles Dale looks unrecognisable. He was Dennis Stringer, and he did 2 years on the cobbles, as we all have. And then he moved on to other things. Mamma Mia, here we go again. They reckon there's a third instalment in the works. Hold the front page, shut the front door. And the latest film that Ollie Parker has come up with is called Ticket to Paradise, but he's hinted that there could be another bit of... Because it's, I mean, I saw it when it first opened in London and got invited. And, you know, practically on stage with the cast. The only thing that was holding me back, the body. You know, all the rest of them blokes take their shirts off. And it's so infuriating, it really is. They had the... on the Magic Show with... Steve Mulhern the other day, they had all the cast of Magic Mike, which is where a lot of buff fellas all of a sudden, you know, dance and do all this kind of, it's very campy. And then all of a sudden they rip their shirts off and all the women in the audience go mad. I get the same effect, it has to be said, at some of my shows where I occasionally just undo an extra button and immediately people are swooning and it, oh, it's all... But Magic Mike, it is the hazard of being very successful. I can't help it. I'm there with my fluidity and my body, which is lithe and like a gazelle. Except if I was in a swimming pool, it'd be like a gazelle with a block of salt tied around my neck, I should imagine. James Corden admits he will not fail. He will fail at not crying during the final episode. Of course. Listen, I cry at the drop of a hat. I seriously do. I mean, I'm terrible. Every time we did the one-man show, I cried. I cried. Not openly cried, but I choked up. I teared up a little bit. Mainly because we had slides and put up pictures of my mum and things like that. That's the kind of thing that gets people going. And it means you're human. You know, if you don't cry, as far as I'm concerned, you're not human. Sharon Osbourne has been released from hospital. Didn't even know she was in. She suffered a medical emergency on the set of a new TV show, as confirmed by her son, Jack. So when she's ready, apparently, she will share it with you. In other words, how much money are you paying? You know, that's what it's got to come down. She's 70. She's good 70. Good 70. Ollie, you know, who looks like well past his sell-by. Interestingly enough, the 1975's Matt Healy checks a fan's ID after she waved a sign asking him to be her first kiss. But of course, you can't do that in America, can you? And he has to check her ID to make sure that she is of the age. Imagine if it was somebody who was 13 or something like that. They go, oh, no, you can't do it. They had one of those border control programs the other day, and it was somebody, and they said, you know, have you got any history? And he went, yeah, yes, it was a sexual thing. And he was sort of ordered to see his girlfriend in Australia, but he'd had carnal relations with another girl who was 13 at the time. And they said, we're not letting you into Australia. It's as simple as that. Even though, and he was on the phone going, oh, yeah, I'm all right now. I've been, you know, good boy for all this kind of thing. And that's why Matt Healy, you know, somebody goes, give me your first gig. You should have been to some of the early Take That gig. Some of the signs the girls were holding up were positively revolting. Real cheap trash, I'm afraid. Shirley Ballas is taking time off after the amount of trolling she faced on Strictly. I've always said to her and to everybody else, if you get them, just delete them. They've generally got screws loose. They really have. It's not their fault. They can't help it because they don't have any friends. And as I say, most of their day is taken up watching pornography. And so you have to sort of spare a thought for them. I had one years ago, and we just reported them to the police, and the police dealt with it. Yeah, very simply. You just report it. They have a special department at Notting Hill Police Station which deals with people who troll, because these people are perverts. There's no other way to describe them. They're not the full ticket, I'm afraid. Oh, look, Colleen Rooney went to Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but they don't even live down in London. They live elsewhere. It's a long journey, isn't it? I bet it was a freebie. She said she was joined by Kai, 13, at Winter Wonderland, and she looks stylish in a long black teddy bear winter coat. She couldn't look stylish if her life depended on it, I'm afraid. Ellen DeGeneres, that's a bit like saying Rebecca Vardy's talented. No, dear, no, she's not. Ellen DeGeneres, seen for the first time since Twitch's death. Oh, he died. I didn't know that. Twitch died. No. Oh, my godfathers. He died. He committed suicide.
Hello, it's Katrina Ridley here, and I'm really excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, The Rethinkers. In every episode, we take an aspect of life or society that we take as standard and get a fresh perspective. Whether that's rethinking fashion, you know, maybe we can buy things secondhand or make the most of what we already have, rethinking the 9-to-5, getting a more holistic view of happiness. We basically see what other methods and approaches are out there in order to make the best decisions for us. Let's get a fresh perspective on what we take as standard. Press Control Alt Delete on life. So join me, Katrina Ridley, for the Rethinkers podcast. You can listen now on Global Player, download the app, or go to globalplayer.com.
I had no idea. No idea. He was the one who danced. If you ever remember seeing the Ellen DeGeneres show, he danced, and then they also let him co-host, and he was hosting it and all the... Oh, my godfathers. Well, that has shocked me completely. 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 It's just absolutely amazing. They were, you know, checking out bits and pieces. It was the first time that the talk show host had been seen since learning of the tragic loss of DJ Stephen Twitch Boss. Well, you could... Well, honestly, I'd have thought he was the most balanced person ever. Tuesday last week, I'd have thought that he was so together in everything he did. He always looked positive. He loved his dancing. He loved every... Oh, my God, fathers. Well, that's ruined my day, I'm afraid. Especially as he was so fit. So fit. God, dear me. Oh, dear. Anyway... A couple more stories. Mariah Carey is wondrous in white, sitting in a giant snowflake at a Christmas concert. What did I watch the other day that was all Christmassy? Oh, they had all sorts of Christmas films on. And Love Actually, which I love, but my friend Ian hates it. It's his loathsome film. And I'm going, I love it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's got everything going on. And then when he goes to ask the Italian girl if she'll marry him, and she says, I'm thinking, yes. And I clapped and everything. I thought it was bloody brilliant. Lovely. Kourtney Kardashian says she doesn't know who Jeff Bezos is during a lie detector test. My God, they get some thick people, love. Don't come as thick as you. Avatar 2 earns £434.5 million globally after the director, James Cameron, says it needs to earn £2 billion just to break even. And Adele plans to start a lingerie brand as well as flog perfume and jewellery in America. Yeah, I mean, she's an award-winning singer-songwriter. They all do it, don't they? Somebody goes, listen, you don't have to do anything. We'll actually create it. We'll just stick your name on it. Is that all right? Yeah, that's all right. I like that, yeah. So she'll go for it. And Ben Affleck shoots hoops with his 10-year-old son, Samuel, in L.A. And so that's quite nice. He's an A-list actor. He's 50, married Jennifer Lopez. And he had a day with his 10-year-old, which is... It's how it should be. Daddies go out with their sons. Not always. I can't get over Twitch. I cannot get over that. I think that absolutely. Blimey. I think he had kids and everything. I'm pretty certain. And he talked about also... Oh, dear me. I think that... Isn't it go to prove what we said all the time? Because we know somebody else who committed suicide, former producer of mine, Joe. And you'd never have known that there was anything the matter with him. And that's why they always say, ask people. Ask them, how are you feeling? You know, are you OK? Do you feel all right? Because you could have knocked me down with a slide rule when Joe went, because you never would have believed that there was anything the matter with him at all. And Twitch, exactly the same. Only going to prove that it's not what you see on the outside. It's what's going on the inside. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Don't forget to tell your friends to download the globalplayer.com app. And then you could download all of the there's thousands of my programmes up on there. Please download as many as you possibly like, all for free. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.